Voice Coaches Radio, everything voiceover.
Hello and welcome once again to Voice Coaches Radio. I'm Warren Garling.
And I'm Mike Spring.
Thanks for joining us once again on our weekly foray into voice acting, everything voice acting.
That's right. And you know, some of you may think that podcasting is easy work, but I got to tell you, I think we are officially the world's toughest podcast now because just getting set up for today's episode, our engineer Bobby Chase cut his finger very badly. That is extreme podcasting, folks.
Yep. He brought blood, sweat, and tears to the project.
That's right.
Oh, we weren't going to talk about the tears part.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. So today, once again, our fearless leader here, the producer of our podcast, Mike Spring, was racking his brain. And, you know, I hear it from the other room sometimes. But you came up with some good stuff. Yeah, you came up with some a very interesting train of, well, you start.
Here's what happened. I always seem to start the podcast lately. Have you noticed that?
Yeah,
here's how my brain works. Let me see if I can make it make sense to everybody else. So there's a new Gatorade commercial. You might have seen it. It's about their new G2. I don't even know what that is. But in this Gatorade commercial, there's a very cool song. And it kind of has this old 50s R&B rock pop kind of feel to it. And it's a very cool song. And it turns out it's actually a new song that was written specifically for this ad. And the song is actually called Gatorade Has Evolved, which is not a great song title.
Yeah.
But a lot of people like this song and have been searching for it online, trying to find out where they can buy the song or, you know, if it's on an album somewhere. It turns out that if you go to the Gatorade website, you can download the song for free, which I did. Now, what does all this have to do with voice acting?
That's what I'm wondering.
Two things that I kind of thought of this song sort of sparked in my imagination. The first one is the theme of evolving. Something I think everyone can always do is kind of evolving, changing, trying to constantly improve yourself. And the other thing is that sometimes the easiest path to success or to a goal is actually the most obvious one.
Exactly. So Mike and I were talking before the podcast. We do that quite often, so we kind of figure out what we're going to talk about. And we were thinking of examples of this. So here's an example. You really want a local video production company, say, that you drive past every day to notice you, to remember you, and to use your talent, obviously. You've been having no luck getting through to the decision maker. You've left messages. You've emailed. You've talked to the receptionist. Can't seem to get past the gatekeeper, if you will. But no real luck in that making that first impression. But remember what I just said. You're driving by the place every day. Why not stop in? All right, try something a little different. It's the obvious, but sometimes you just don't think about it.
You know, I think people sometimes think that they have to kind of find the most convoluted way of going about things. I don't think it's necessarily a conscious decision, but I think sometimes people think that if it's not difficult, they're not doing it right.
Exactly.
But that's not always the case. Sometimes the easiest answer is the most obvious one.
Well, it comes from the whole start of the marketing process when we tell you to start telling everybody you know that you're looking for voice work, because you have no idea who those people might know. And you may be talking to your brother-in-law, whom you've talked with every Sunday afternoon for the last 10 years, but all of a sudden your brother-in-law has just met somebody that could help you out. So you just never know, and you're supposed to obviously try the obvious. How about changing your marketing strategy ever so slightly?
Yeah, it's definitely, this is the evolution part of things.
You
know, if you are marketing yourself and you're finding that maybe you're not getting the results that you want, maybe it's time to evolve. Maybe it's time to change something about your strategy. You don't have to rethink it from the ground up, but maybe a slight shift here or there.
Yeah, something like you've been sending out a couple demos a week for the last 10 weeks, say, all right? How good has your follow-up been? Have you been concentrating on getting the demos out and not concentrating on the follow-up? Hold up on more demos and start concentrating on the follow-up. It could be something just as simple as that.
Or let's say you're focusing your efforts into kind of one area. You know, you really want to work on audiobooks. You're sending out a lot of your demos to the audiobook sector, and that's great. You should definitely continue to do that. But also then maybe it's time to start getting your demo out to some other people as well in more of a commercial or educational sector. And, you know, build up your repertoire so that you can work your way into something like audiobooks or whatever the case may be.
Remember, the definition of crazy is doing the same thing over and over again and then expecting a different result, right?
Uh-oh. I think I might be in trouble.
Well, that's because you're here every week. So if you or someone you know would like to learn more about voice acting, Voice Coaches presents an adult education class we call Getting Paid to Talk, an Introduction to Voice Acting, all around the country, and we could be coming soon to a school or college near you.
That's right. The week of June 7th, we're going to be in a whole bunch of places in Pennsylvania that are really hard to say.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I knew you were going to say that.
But I'm going to give it my best shot anyway. So we're going to be in Perkiomen, Radnor, that's not too bad, Nanticoke, and Montgomery, Pennsylvania, as well as Birmingham, Michigan, and East Hartford and Danbury in Connecticut.
Ah, I went to first grade in Danbury, Connecticut.
Wow.
I think they've forgotten by now. Now, watch for us also in York and Columbia, South Carolina, Piedmont and Roanoke, Virginia, and Washington, D.C.
How come you get York in Washington? I get Perkiomen and Nanticoke.
Because I write this.
I was going to say, I wonder who wrote that out. Well, if you'd like more information about our class schedule, you can call our toll-free number at 866-887-2834, or you can email us at podcast@voicecoaches.com. And as always, that is the same email address you can use to send us some questions, some comments, or your recipes for soft chocolate chip cookies. No nuts.
No, we have enough nuttiness already here. Thank you very much.
Do you like that? Yeah, a little ad-lib.
Yeah, you like that? We're going to do this again next week. Even better, I promise. Thanks for joining us once again, and have a great week.
Visit voicecoaches.com for more voiceover news and information.
Hello, and welcome once again to Voice Coaches Radio. I'm Warren Garling.
And I'm Mike Spring. And you're gonna then you say,
oh, I'm sorry. One more time, okay,
Bobby. One more time for Bobby. It's angry Bobby. You know what it is? He's angry because of the injury. Yeah. He's surly Bobby today.